Praise our Lord that this morning we can all gather at His feet.
当弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌，我们实在是看见主的心意，乃是要我们成为得胜者。
The song we just said, we see that our Lord wants us to be an overcomer.
我就想问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
在你们蒙恩得救以后，
After you are saved by grace,
你心里面是想要成为一个得胜者呢，还是成为一个失败者？
You want to become an overcomer or a failure?
我想这个答案很简单，是不是？
I think the answer is very simple.
因为一个人心里想说，我注定就是要一个失败的基督徒。
Nobody wants to be a failed Christian. Let me ask you another question.
今天如果我们来到主的面前，
Today if we come before our Lord,
来到这位为我们流血舍命的主的面前，
we come before our Lord who shed His blood and died for us.
我们问主说，
And we ask the Lord,
主啊，你用你的宝血救赎了我。
Oh Lord, you save us with your precious blood.
你是愿意我成为一个得胜者呢，还是你愿意我做一个失败者？
Do you want me to become an overcomer or a failure?
我现在这个答案我们也都知道。
I think the answer is also very simple.
我相信主用他自己的宝血买赎了我们。
I believe that our Lord, He purchased us with His precious blood.
在他心里头，他盼望每一个他宝血所救赎的基督徒都成为得胜者。
So in His heart, He desires every one of us to become an overcomer.
所以我们问一问我们自己。
So let us ask ourselves.
那我们有没有理由做一个失败的基督徒呢？
Do we have reason to be a Christian?
我们能不能以做一个失败的基督徒当作习以为常呢？
Do you think that be a failed Christian is normal for us?
我想那是不应该的。
I don't think it is reasonable.
就像刚刚弟兄所说的， 一个正常的基督徒应当是一个得胜的基督徒。
Just as our brother Li Liang told us, a normal Christian is one who is overcomer.
就像刚刚这首诗歌姐妹诗歌里头所告诉我们的。
Just as our sister tells us in this hymn,
我们愿意成为得胜者。
We are willing to be a victor, an overcomer.
主也愿意我们成为得胜者。
And our Lord also wants us to be an overcomer.
但是只有主能够使我们成为一个得胜者。
But only our Lord can make us overcomer.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同从主的话语一同来彼此有劝勉。
And this morning, let us encourage each other through the word.
请我们先打开圣经到启示12章。
Let's turn to Revelation 12.
启示录12章，我们从第10节读到第11节。
Revelation 12 from verse 10 to 11.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brother, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of Smoti. And they did not love their lives to the death. It shows us the secret to become an overcomer.
It's
by the blood of the Lamb.
和自己所见证的道，
and by the word of their testimony.
而在这场属灵征战当中，
in this spiritual warfare,
我们所应当付出的代价是虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
The price we have to pay is that we do not love our lives to the death.
这里的性命还不单只是说到那些为主殉道者的他们肉身的生命。
And this life not only speak of the martyr, that our fleshly life.
这里讲到不爱惜性命，乃是每一个基督徒，我们不爱惜自己的性命，自己的魂生命。But
the lives here refers to the soul life. So our Christians, we do not love our soul lives.
也就是主所讲的，若人要跟从我，就当舍己。 背起十字架来跟从我。
Just as our Lord tells us, if anyone to follow me, he has to take up his cross and follow me, deny himself and follow me.
我们第二处要读约书第一章。
Next, let's turn to 1 John, chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章，我们从第一节读到第三节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have been and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. That which we had and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
这里让我们看见使徒们所见证的乃是那从起初原有的生命之道。
Here it tells us that what the disciples they testify of is the word of life from the beginning.
这里让我们看见我们能够胜过仇敌的，我们所见证的道乃是那生命之道。
Here it tells us that what we can overcome the enemies is by the word of life from the beginning.
下一处我们读《使徒行传》第七章。
Next, let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章，我们读第44节。
Acts 7 verse 44.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕，是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。
Our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony in the wilderness, as he did, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had.
这里中文圣经说到的帐幕，刚刚弟兄翻译，让我们看见说，它直接的意思是见证的会幕。
Here we see the tabernacle is actually the tabernacle of testimony.
好，我们下一处我们读约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章，我们从十七节读到第十八节。
John 1 verse 17 to 18。
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
同一卷书约翰福音我们读第十五章。
The same chapter, John 15, John chapter 15.
十五章我们读二十六、二十七两节。
Verse 26 and 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。因为你们从起头就与我同在。
But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.
最后一处我们要读罗马书第十章。
Lastly, let's turn to Rome chapter 10.
这是我们相当熟悉的罗马书第十章第九节。
Rome chapter 10, verse 9.
第九、第十，我们一起读。
Verse 9 and 10. Let's read together.
你若口里认耶稣为主，
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
因为人心里定，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。到Dumbo聚会下一周受浸聚会。
We know that next week we have a baptism meeting here in Dumbo.
那我们常常会用这句话来劝勉要受浸的弟兄姐妹们。
And we often use these verses to encourage the brothers and sisters.
就是心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就必得救。
You confess with your mouth You can be called righteousness, and you believe in your hearts, and then you'll be saved.
早晨在这里，我愿意再进一步的和弟兄姐妹一同来彼此劝勉说，当我们口里承认认耶稣为主的时候，这也是我们得胜的秘诀。
This morning, let's go further and to fellowship that if we confess our Lord with our mouths, this is also our secret to overcome.
也这就是我们所见证的道。
Because this is the word of our testimony.
好，让我们再低头一起有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and we thank you.
主，您在加利略山已经得胜了。
Because you have overcome on Calvary.
主，你也借着你的宝血，你用你自己的身买赎我们。
And also by your precious blood, you purchase us with your life.
你也要使我们成为得胜者。
And you also will make us overcomers.
像我们在地上成为自己荣耀的见证。
And make us to be your glorious manifestation on earth.
主，为着我们过去一切的软弱和失败，我们求你的宝血来洁净。
Oh Lord, please cleanse us with your blood and wash away all our weakness.
为着我们前面所要奔跑的道路，我们求你再借着圣灵来带领我们。
And please guide us with the Holy Spirit that the course that we have to run.
教导我们如何能够借着我们所见证的道，能够胜过仇敌。
And teach us how by the word of our testimony we can overcome Satan.
主，再使我们成为一个得胜者。
Oh Lord, make us overcomers.
能够荣耀你的名。
And can glorify your name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In the victorious name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们知道神心意乃是要人做他的见证。
We know that our God's heart desire is for man to become his testimony.
虽然诗篇十九篇告诉我们诸天述说神的荣耀。
Even though in Psalm chapter 19 it says that the heaven declares the glory of the God.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
And the firmament declare his handiwork.
但我们看见在神心意中最宝贵的那一件事，他乃是要借着他所造的人来彰显他自己的荣耀。
But the most important heart desire of our God is to let man become his, to glorify him.
为这个缘故，我们看见神就照着他自己的形象，按着他的样式造了人。
And for this reason, God created man according to his likeness.
我们上一次提到过，神的仇敌撒旦，他要来拦阻，来破坏神的心意。
Last time we fellowshiped that the enemy of God, Satan, he wants to damage and destroy the plan of God.
经告诉我们，弟兄胜过那昼夜在神面前控告我们的，乃是因着羔羊的。
However, the Bible tells us that us who can overcome Satan is by the blood of the Lamb.
也就是说，我们怎么能够胜过撒旦的控告呢？
So how do we overcome the accusers of Satan?
虽然我们有罪，
even though we have sins,
甚至我们常常的犯罪。
And we often sin against God.
但感谢神，他将羔羊的血赐给了我们。
But thank God, He has given us the blood of the Lamb.
叫我们能够靠着基督的宝血，我们能够来到父神的面前。
So that so that by the precious blood of Christ, we can come before our Father.
只要我们在神面前认我们的罪。
And if we confess our sins,
神就因着基督的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
And God will wash away all our unrighteousness by the blood of the Lamb.
这是我们能够靠着羔羊的血胜过撒旦控告的秘诀。
This is the secret that how we can overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
这是我们成为得胜者的那个根基。
This is the foundation how we can become overcomers.
无论我们在属灵的追求有多么
，No matter how good we are in our spiritual pursuit.
无论我们属灵生命有多成熟
，No matter how mature our spiritual life.
姐妹，我们永远不能离开这宝血的根基。
We can never depart from the foundation of the of this blood of the Lamb.
这是我们能够胜过撒旦控告的唯一的一个武器。
This is the blood of the Lamb is the only weapon that we can use to overcome the accusers of Satan.
好，今天我们要来看第二件重要的事情，我们如何能够胜过撒旦呢？
Today we want to see the second thing that by which we can overcome Satan.
启示录十二章告诉我们说，乃是他们所见证的道。
Revelation tells us that it is the word of their testimony.
当然也是我们所见证的道。
is also the word of our testimony.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹先来思想什么是见证。
So this morning, let us meditate. What is testimony?
见证的特性和见证人的条件是什么呢？
What is the characteristics of the testimony and what are the characteristics of the ones who testify?
首先我们看见见证它有它客观的真实性。
First, we see that the testimony he has to be objectively true.
也就是说这个见证本身呢必须是真实的。
In other words, the testimony has to be true.
它必须是一个事实。
It has to be a fact.
见证这件事情呢不是人我们想出来的。
The testimony is not our imagination.
也不是我们猜测的。
It's not our guessing.
它必须是一个真实发生过的事情。
It must be a fact that has been happened.
所以见证乃是表达一个真实的事。
So the testimony is a fact. It has to express this fact.
所以我们看见当在初期教会使徒们在那里见证主耶稣的时候，
We see that in early times when the disciples they testified of our Lord.
他们只传一个信息，
The only one message.
就是那十字架的耶稣已经复活了。
That is the Christ who had been crucified has been raised.
那他们所做的见证是真实的吗？
So was their testimony true?
他们必须是根据一个事实。
It must be based upon the fact.
就当主耶稣死了以后，埋葬了三天，第三天从死里复活。
Our Lord has been buried for three days, and then he was raised from the dead.
这位复活的主耶稣向门徒们显现。
And the resurrected Christ, Jesus Christ, he manifests himself to the disciples.
这件事情本身必须是一个事实。
And this has to be a fact.
所以门徒们能够做为这件事做见证。
So that the disciples they can testify of this.
好，那见证呢？第二方面，它不仅要有客观的事实真实性，它还必须要有一个主观的经历。
So not only is testimony has to be a objectively fact, secondly, it also to be a subjective experience.
它必须是我们本人亲自所经历过的。
It must be something that we experience.
是我们亲眼看见、亲耳听到过的。
It's something that we have seen with our eyes and we have heard.
也就是说，当那件事情发生的时候
，which means when the thing happens，
你就在那里
，you are there，
你在现场，你亲眼看见了
，and you there you've seen it with your eyes，
你亲耳听见了
，and you've heard it with your ears，
这是一个见证人所必须要具备的条件。
So this is the condition that a man who testify must have。
所以见证不但要有他客观的事实。
So the testimony not only has to be objectively true.
它也必须要包括见证人主观的经历。
It also has to include the subjective experience of the one who testified.
这才构成那个真实见证的可靠性。
So, and this makes the testimony objective and reliable and trustworthy.
换句话说，这个见证和做见证的人，他们必须合为一。
In other words, the testimony and the testifying.Must be united as one.
所以我们感谢神，他将耶稣基督的见证托付给教会。
We thank our Lord because He has entrusted the testimony to His church.
所以看见今天我们在地上，我们做见证不是见证我们自己。
So that on today on this world we do not testify of ourselves.
不是见证你有多好。
We do not testify of how good we are.
不是见证我有多有爱心。
We do not testify of how much love we have.
不是见证我们 Dumbo 聚会有多么的好。
And not our gathering at Dumbo, how good our gathering is.
我们乃是为耶稣基督做见证。
But we testify of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在初期教会，使徒约翰他就做了这样一个见证。
So in the early days, Apostle John he had a testimony.
他说他所见证的这个生命之道，从起初原有的生命之道，是他们。亲眼看过，亲手摸过的。
And the word of life that they testify of, they have seen with their eyes and with their hands.
在书一章一节，约翰这么说：论到那从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And in First John, First John verse 1, he says, "The which was from the beginning we have heard." and we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
这里我们看见使徒约翰 他是那个见证人。
Here we see that disciple John, he was the one who testified.
而且他所见证的 这一位生命之道。
And he testified of the word of life.
不是别的，就是我主耶稣基督。
Listen, the word of life is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这使徒约翰他是亲眼看见。
So John, he has seen it with his own eyes.
亲耳听见。
And he has heard it.
他亲手摸过。
And his hands have handled.
最后将这生命之道见证出来。
So that he can testify of the word of life.
但在一书一章三节那边他告诉我们。
And then in verse 3, he tells us,
他见证了 另一个方面，他说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。
The other aspect of his testimony, that he had declared to them that what he has seen and heard.
这就让我们看见约翰所做的见证的第二部分。
This is the second part of his testimony.
他乃是将他在灵里头所看见、所听见的交通给我们。
That he fellowship with us what he has seen and heard in his spirit.
叫我们这些虽然我们没有借着肉眼亲眼看见过主耶稣。
So that for us who have not seen and heard our eyes.
我们没有借着我们的肉身的耳朵听见过主耶稣。
And we have not heard our Lord with our fleshly ear.
但是我们却能够与这生命之道能够有交通。
However, we can have fellowship with the word of life.
乃是借着我们灵里面的那个眼睛，灵里面的那个耳朵。
It's through our spiritual eyes.
所以我们看见使徒约翰和门徒们他们所做的见证，不仅将他们在肉身上所看见、所听见的主耶稣传给我们。
So we see that Apostle John not only fellowship with us.Our Lord Jesus Christ that he has seen with his fleshly eyes and ears.
更重要的，他乃是将他在灵里面，他们在灵里面的眼睛、耳朵所看见、所听见的主耶稣来传给我们。
But more importantly, he fellowship with us and the Lord Jesus Christ that he has seen with his spiritual eyes and ears.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道在初期教会那些为耶稣基督做见证的那些门徒们。
We know these disciples that in the early days of the church who testified of our Lord.
他们都为了这个见证付上极大的代价。
They all pay a heavy price for this testimony.
因为他们知道他们所见证的乃是真实的。
Because they knew that what they testified of is true.
所以我们看见耶稣基督的见证和这些见证人他们是联合体的。
So we see that the testimony of the Lord and these witnesses, they are united as one.
我们现在从旧约里头我们来看来认识关于这个神的见证的这件事情。
Now let's look at the testimony of God in the Old Testament.
就借着这个会幕这个图画让我们来明白这个见证的道。
And through the picture of the tabernacle, let's understand the testimony.
我们知道神在万民当中拣选了以色列特特做他的见证。
We know that our Lord chose Israelite people.Among all the people to become his testimony.
当神在逾越节借着羔羊的血将以色列百姓从埃及地拯救出来。
When the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt after the Passover.
在旷野神就指示摩西要建造会幕。
And in the wilderness, our God instructed Moses to build a tabernacle.
所以我们看见当以色列百姓他们在旷野行走的时候。
So we see when the Israelite people, they march in the wilderness.
按着山上样式所造的这个会幕呢，就成为他们生活中心。
The tabernacle which was built according to the pattern shown in the mountain became the center of all the Israelite people.
以色列共有十二支派。
Israel had 12 tribes.
所以我们看见，当他们在不管是扎营或是行走的时候，在这个会幕的东边三个支派。
When they march or when they stop, this tabernacle is always their center.
南边三个支派。
In the south, there are 3 tribes.
西边也是三个支派。
There are 3 tribes on the west.
北边也有三个支派。
In north, there are 3 tribes.
所以我们看见这个会幕就成为他们的中心。
So we see that this tabernacle is their center.
而这个会幕它原文的意思乃是见证的幕。
And the original meaning of tabernacle is the tabernacle of testimony.
就是刚刚使徒行传那里斯提凡所做的见证。
Just as in Acts, what Stephen has testified of.
我们看见这个会幕乃是一个见证的幕。
We know that this tabernacle is the tabernacle of the testimony.
也就是以色列人他们之所以在那里能够彰显神的见证。
And that the Israelites can glorify testimony, can manifest the testimony of the Lord.
那是因为会幕在他们中间。
It's because the tabernacle is among them.
神借着会幕与他的百姓同在。
And by and through the tabernacle, God has His presence with His people.
白天有云柱，晚上有火柱。
And the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire led them day and night.
所以因着这个见证的幕在他们中间，叫以色列成为神在地上万国中的见证。
Because the tabernacle was among the Israelites, so the Israelite people become a testimony of God.
而这个会幕的中心，那个至圣所里头有那个法柜。
And in the tabernacle, in the most holy place of the tabernacle, there is the ark.
我们也常称为约柜。
We also call the ark of the covenant.
但是更准确的来说，它乃是见证的柜。
But more precisely, it is the ark of the testimony.
在出埃及记，我们读中文圣经，我们有时候读不出来。
Exodus, if we read the Chinese version, we don't notice that.
但是在一些翻译的版本，英文的翻译版本，或是它的圣经原文里头，让我们看见这个法柜乃是见证的柜。
But in other translations and the original text, the ark is the ark of testimony.
或是它就直接是翻译成见证。
Or it is simply translated as testimony.
它主要是在出埃及记十六章还有二十五章那里，就你们回去有机会看一下。
It's in Exodus 16 and 25. You have time, you can read it.
所以我们看见在见证的会幕里头的中心有那见证的柜。
So we see in the center of the tabernacle of testimony, it is the ark of the testimony.
而在这见证的柜的里头有两块石板。
And in the ark of the testimony, there are two tablets, stone tablets.
这是在这个约柜里头最重要的一个物件。
This is the most important item in the ark.
而这两块石板上面是写什么呢？
So what is these two tablets about?
我想弟兄姐妹都知道。
I think brother and sister, you.
在这见证的柜的里头的这两块石板，乃是神在西乃山他亲自用指头所写的十条诫命。
On the two stone tablets, there are the Ten Commandments which are inscribed by the Lord using His own fingers.
弟兄姐妹，如果你们读有的读英文圣经的话，你就看见这两块石板，圣经英文圣经翻译，它也是直接翻译成见证。
If you read the English translation, you will notice that these two stone tablets, they are simply translated as testimony.
为什么这两块石板是见证呢？
So why are these two tablets called the testimony?
那是因为在上面写着十条诫命。
Because the Ten Commandments were written on it.
为什么这十条诫命就是见证呢？
So why are the Ten Commandments testimony?
那是神借着他的话将他自己给见证。
Because our Lord testified of Himself through the Word.
所以这十条诫命就说出了神证。
So these Ten Commandments testified of God.
他告诉我们神是如何一位圣洁公义的神。
It tells us our God is a holy and righteous God.
在这十条诫命的前四条，让我们看见神的圣洁。
The first four commandments, it shows us that God is holy.
后面六条让我们看见神的公义。
And the next six commandments, it shows us that God is righteous.
所以这两块的法板，神的律法诫命就成为神的见证。
So these two stone tablets, the Ten Commandments of the Lord, it become the testimony.
所以我们看见这法板乃是见证的板。
So we see that these two tablets, they are the tablets of testimony.
这个法柜乃是见证的柜。
And the ark is the ark of testimony.
而这会幕乃是见证的会幕。
And the tabernacle is the tabernacle of testimony.
所以我们看见神在旧约乃是借着他自己的话来见证他自己。
So we see that in the Old Testament time, God testified of himself with his own words.
也就是说在旧约的里头，神的见证的中心乃是神自己的话。
In other words, the center of the testimony of God is His own words.
所以在旧约时候，神是借着摩西所传的律法来彰显神的见证。
So in the Old Testament, that God testified himself through the laws which he gave through Moses.
然后在日期满足的时候，神借着他怀里的独生子耶稣基督来将他的见证给显明出来。
And then when it came to the appointed time, God used Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son, to testify of himself.
我们都非常熟悉约翰福音一章一节。
We are all very familiar with John chapter 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
对，英文比较直接，话，话就是神。
The English was straight, the Word was God.
就是这个生命之道，不是别的，就是我们主耶稣基督。
The Word of Life is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以到一章十四节那边告诉我们说，这个话呢，成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
And in John 1:14, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and full of grace and truth."
所以我们看见从前摩西，神借着摩西和众先知在那里来说，来显明神的见证的时候。
So we see that in the Old Testament times, when God testified Himself through Moses and all the prophets,
是多次多方的。
Is at various times and various ways.
是这里一点，那里一点。
It's a little bit here and there.
但我们看见到了新约的时候。
But then in the New Testament time,
神借着他的独生爱子。
And through His only begotten Son,
主耶稣基督道成的肉身。
Jesus Christ became flesh.
他将这位荣耀的神完完全全的丰丰满给见证出来。
And He testified of the Lord fully and completely.
有一次主的门徒腓力他就问对主耶稣说。
One time, disciple Philip, he asked our Lord.
他说：“求主哦，将这个父神啊，来显给我们看，我们就知主了。”
Please show us the Father so that it is sufficient to us.
也就是说呢，腓力说他想要看一看这位荣耀的神。
Which means that Philip he wants to see this glorious Father.
主耶稣怎么回答他呢
？So how did our Lord answer him?
主耶稣说。腓力，我与你们同在这么久。
Jesus said to him, "I've been with you so long."
你还不认识我吗
？And yet you have not known me.
主接着说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
所以我们看见，乃是父怀里的独生子，主耶稣，他完完全全的将神的见证带到给彰显出来。
So we see.Is the only begotten Son of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. He fully manifests the testimony of our Lord.
我们若认识了主，我们也就认识了父。
If we know our Lord, then we know the Father.
我们有了主，我们也就有了父。
If we have our Lord, then we have the Father.
我们见证我们的主，我们也就将父神给见证出来。
We testified of our Lord, and we testified of the Father.
这里我们看见主耶稣在地上的时候，他将神的见证给完全的给彰显出来。
Here we see on this earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, he has fully manifest the Father.
那我们也来看一下，那主在地上的时候，他如何借着他所见证的道来胜过仇敌撒旦呢
？Now let's see how our Lord Jesus.That overcome Satan by the word of his testimony.
在路加福音第四章，我们都非常熟悉的，就是主耶稣受魔试探。
In Luke chapter 4, we are all very familiar with this that the Satan tempts Jesus.
我们看见主耶稣乃是在约旦河受浸之后，圣灵将他引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
So when our Lord Jesus was baptized in Jordan River, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
他有四十天之久没有吃什么东西。
He ate nothing for in those 40 days.
所以我们看见主耶稣跟我们一样，我们这个肉身啊就会饿了。
So we see that our Lord just like us, he was hungry.
那魔鬼就来试探主耶稣。
So the devil came and tempt Jesus.
魔鬼对主耶稣说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成面包，变成食物。”
The devil said, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread."
兄姐妹，这个问题是很厉害的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very challenging question.
第一，主耶稣他是不是神的儿子？
First of all, is our Lord the Son of God?
是不是？是。
Is it? Yes.
第二问题，主耶稣能不能把这块石头变成呢？
And was our Lord able to turn the stone into bread?
答案也是能。
Yes, he was able.
但你看这个试探是不是很厉害？
So you see this is a very challenging.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
Our Lord is the Son of God.
他有能力叫这块石头变成食物。
And he has the power to turn the stone into bread.
借这个食物来满足他肉身的需要。
And to satisfy his fleshly needs with the bread.
但我们主耶稣有没有这么做呢？
But did our Lord did so?
没有。
No.
在这里主耶稣做一个见证。
Here our Lord made a testimony.
他见证神的一句话。
He testified one word,
说人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So he testified the word of God. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
就你们这里说出了一个很重要的原则。
Here is a very important principle.
就我们可以，就是我们肉身合情合理的需要。
So even for our fleshly needs, reasonable.
仍然需要受神话语的支配。
But still.It has to be constrained by the words of God.
所以我们看见在主所做的这个见证的道。
So we see that this word of testimony our Lord Jesus made.
他把自己肉身合情合理的需要，他放在神话语的下面。
And he constrained his fleshly need under the words of God.
所以我们看见这里有一句神的话。
So we see that there is the word of God.
人活着不是单靠食物。
A man shall not live by bread alone.
而这里有一位见证人。
And here there is a witness.
他与这句话联合在一起。
And he is united with the words of God.
所以这是主耶稣在撒旦面前所持守那见证的道。
So this is the word of the testimony that our Lord Jesus Christ he hold fast.
所以我们看见这是主耶稣他自己亲自经历过的。
This is our Lord. He experienced.
他在那里，他可以见证说，这不是单靠食物。
So he can testify that the man shall not live by bread alone.
接着我们看见那魔鬼呢，他不甘示弱，他又将主耶稣带到一座高山。
Then we see the devil. He took Jesus up onto a high mountain.
他霎时间将万国天下万国呢，都指给主耶稣看。
And show the Lord Jesus all the kingdoms of the world.
他说：“这一切权柄、荣耀都是我的。”
The devil said, "All this authority, was delivered to him."
所以呢，撒旦告诉主耶稣说：“你只要向我下拜，我就将这天下万国的荣华和权柄都赐给你。”
And the devil said, "If you just bow to me, I will worship me, and I will give all this kingdom to you."
主的回答是什么呢
？So what was our Lord's answer?
主回答说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
Our Lord said.Get behind me, Satan.
接着主说，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
And he said, for it is written, you worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
这里我们看见主他将神的话给见证出来。
Here we see once again our Lord, he testified of the words of God.
因为只有一位独一的真神。
Because there's only one true God.
只有一位独一真神是配得我们敬拜和侍奉的。
There's only one God that's worthy of our worship and service.
而在主在地上的一生当中
，and our Lord on all his days his life on this earth.
这也是他真实的见证。
This is his true testimony.
他说他来了乃是要遵行父神的旨意。
He said he came to obey the wills of the Father.
他在每一件事情上面
，in every matter.
他遵行父神的旨意。
He obeyed the wills of the Father.
他听见父所说的，他才说。
He only speak when his father speak to him.
他看见父所做的，他才做。
He only do what his father wants him to.
这里我们看见主在地上，他见证说，单要侍奉你的神。
So here our Lord testified that only serve the Lord, the God.
在这里对我们来说也是一个非常重要的原则。
This is another important principle for us.
当然，我们今天不期待撒旦会用这个全世界的荣华来吸引我们。
Even though today we do not expect Satan.To tempt us with all the glories and kingdoms of.
因为我想，我们没有一个人在我们当中没有一个人是有这样一个心愿，说要赚得全世界的。
I don't believe everyone, any one of us have this ambition to gain the whole world.
但是撒旦却常常借着世界里面的一点的好处。
However, Satan only used a little benefits in this world.
他就把我们从那对神应当有的敬拜和服事里头给带出来。
And tempt us to depart from worshiping our Lord and serving our Lord.
姐妹，我们必须要认识这一个属灵的征战。
Brother and sister, we must understand this spiritual battle.
我们看见当使徒保罗他蒙在大马色路上蒙主光照的时候。
We see that when Paul was enlightened by the Lord on his way to this.
他虽然还不知道这位向他是谁。
Even though he didn't know who was speaking to him.
但他就问了第一个问题。
But the first question he asked.
他说主啊你是谁。
He said, Lord, who are you?
他知道这一位向他说话的是那位独一的真神。
He knew that the one who was speaking to him was the only true God.
他不仅敬拜这位独一的真神。
He not only worshiped his only true God.
当他知道这位向他说话的是那位复活的主耶稣。
And when he realized the one who was speaking to him was the resurrected Jesus Christ.
他就问了第二个问题。
He asked the second question.
主啊，我当做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
所以我们看见当保罗蒙恩之后
So we see when Paul, he received grace.
他就成为一个敬拜神，成为一位侍奉神的一个人。
Become a man who worship God and serve God.
所以我们看见他能够看万事为粪土。
And that he can count all things as rock.
他能够将万事都当作是有损。
He count things as loss.
因为他知道敬拜所侍奉的是哪是谁。
Because he knew who he was worshiping and serving.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们从这个原则里头，我们看见魔鬼撒旦也是天天的来试探我们。
Brothers and sisters, Satan tempts us every day.
因为我们不要因着世界上的一点好处，我们就离开了敬拜神、侍奉神的那个地位。
Hope that we do not depart from worshiping.And serving our Lord for just some little benefits in this world.
你们也知道旧约圣经神怎么样称他所拣选的以色列百姓吗？
Do you know how our Lord calls the Israelite people?
先知说我们常如羊走迷。
The prophet said we are like the sheep that have gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
And each one walk on our own way.
你知道圣经比喻我们是羊是很有道理的。
You know, it is reasonable for the Bible to call us the sheep.
你知道为什么会偏行己路吗？
Do you know why the sheep will go astray?
你知道为什么羊会走迷？
Do you know why the sheep will get lost?
你们知不知道？
Do you know why?
就是为着他眼前的一块草。
It's because the grass.
他整天就低着头。
He bowed his head always.
羊整天低着头。
The lamb, the sheep, they bowed their
heads. 吃他前面的草。
And eat the grass.
哪里有草他就往哪里去。
He follow where the grass is.
吃着吃着就偏行己路。
And while they were eating, they've gone astray.
那你们这岂不说出我们的光景吗？
Brother and sister, this is our condition.
我们是不是在世上生活的时候
When we live in this earth,
常常也因着我们眼前一点的好处。
Only because some little benefits in front of us.
我们就偏行己路。
That we go astray.
我们就离开了主。
And we depart from our Lord.
原谅我分享一件事情。
Forgive me, let me fellowship share with you one thing.
我几周前接到一通电话。
Several weeks ago, I received a phone call.
是从前在大聚会的一个弟兄。
Was from a brother who used to come to the meeting.
后来因为工作关系的。
But because the career he relocated to.
我很久没有他的消息。
I didn't contact with him for a long time.
我刚开始就很惊讶，说他怎么会打电话给我。
So I was surprised that why he would call me.
他弟兄，他几乎带着啜泣的声音对我说。
And this brother, with a scornful voice, he said.
他说他已经有一个多月不能够好好睡觉。
And he said this hasn't been sleep well for a month.
不是因为新工作的压力和难处。
It's not because the pressure of the new job.
而是因为他找不到一个地方。他可以敬拜神，可以侍奉神。
But it's because he couldn't find a place that he can worship and serve God.
虽然在他所在的地方也有一些教会。
Even though in his place there are some churches.
他也去了。
And he went there.
但他发现那里 在那里他不能敬拜神，在那里他不能神。
However, he couldn't serve, worship God in those
days. 为了这样一个感觉，为了这样一个痛苦的感觉，弟兄一个多月没有好好能够睡觉。
And because of this, a brother couldn't sleep, for a month.
分享里面，我想我们可能不太能够体会弟兄里面的挣扎和感觉。
We may not be able to understand the struggle of our brother.
但这却是一件非常真实的事情。
But this is very true.
等到有一天我们不能够照着神的心意来敬拜来侍奉他的时候，
And that one day when we couldn't worship and serve him,
因为我们里面若有一点爱主的感觉，
If we still love our Lord,
我们才能够明白那是何等大的损失，
That we can understand what a great loss the,
包括我自己在很多年前也差一点就偏行己路。
And I,so many years ago, I almost gone astray.
感谢神，他借着他奇妙的手把我留下来。
But praise the Lord that he kept me with his wonderful hands.
你们愿这句当要拜主你的神，侍奉他，成为我的证。
Dear brothers and sisters, may this word of God become our testimony that you shall worship the Lord your God and Him only you shall serve.
把这句话成为我们生活当中的最高的一个地位。
And may this become the priority of.
好，那第三，接下来魔鬼呢？他不甘示弱，他仍然继续要试探主耶稣。
And so the devil once again, he wanted to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就把他带到耶路撒冷那最荣耀、最引人注目的圣殿那里。
So he brought him to Jerusalem and brought him to the temple where.Everybody was.
他叫他站在那个圣殿的顶上。
And he set him on the pinnacle, the top of the temple.
很有可能那是一个他们过节期的时候，是许多人到圣殿那里。
It may be during the time of the feast, so many people were at the temple.
撒旦就对他说，
So say to Jesus,
你若是神的儿子，
If you are the God,
可以从这里跳下去，
Throw off down from here.
因为经上记着说，
For it is written,
主要为你吩咐他的使者们来保护你，用手呢来托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone.
你为什么说这个魔鬼这个试探很厉害呢？
This is a very challenging temptation.
第一，他先问说，你若是神的儿子。
First, he always said, "If you are the Son of God."
主耶稣当然是神的儿子咯。
Of course, Jesus is the Son of God.
那撒旦怎么试探他呢？
So how did Satan tempt him?
他说他用神的话来试探主耶稣。
He tempts our Lord Jesus using God's words.
兄弟们，很多时候撒旦也用神的话来试探我。
Brother and sister, many times Satan also tempts us with the words of God.
比方说，做丈夫的弟兄。
For example.The brother or husbands.
我们跟妻子在争吵的时候，
when we are having our wife,
我们就拿以弗所书第五章，
and then we look at Ephesus Ephesians chapter 5,
指着妻子说，你们做妻子的要顺服丈夫，
and we tell our wives obey your husband.
我们拿主的话语来做，为着我们自己的私欲，
so weFor our own benefits, we use the words of God.
所以这里我们看见撒旦他对主的话也是非常认识的。
So here we see that Satan is also very familiar with the words of God.
所以他用圣经来用神的话来试探主耶稣。
So he tempts our Lord Jesus using the words of God.
神的话明明说了，你是神的儿子，你从顶上跳下来呢，神会差遣使者来保护你。
So he said.It is written that God will send His angels to keep you when you throw yourself down.
这个试探为什么厉害呢？
So why is this temptation challenging?
撒旦在那里试探主耶稣说，你来不就是要人信你吗？
Satan, you came because people to believe in you.
你何必还要上十字架呢？
And why do you have to go to the cross?
你何必要在十字架上受羞辱受苦呢？
Why do you have to bear all the pain in the
cross? 这里有个捷径。
Here is a shortcut.
你不用等到上十字架。
You don't have to wait until you go to the cross.
就这个时候从圣殿上面跳下来。
But now you can throw yourself down.
在众目睽睽之下，神差遣使者拖住你的脚。
and God sends His angel to keep you.
那所有人都相信你啦。
So that all the people, when they see this, they will believe, they will trust you.
你说这个试探厉不厉害？
Brother and sister, do you think that is
有多少时候撒旦
challenging
来试探我们？
Many times Satan tempts us.
甚至用神的话来试探我们。
Using God's words.
为什么还要傻傻的背十字架呢？
Why do you have to carry the cross?
这里有捷径。
Here is the shortcut.
这里你可以显扬你自己。
You can glorify yourself.
你不需要背十字架。
You don't have to take up the cross.
所以我们看见在教会历史两千年以来。
So we see in the 2,000 years of church history.
魔鬼撒旦最厉害的一个攻击，就是要将神的教会带离开这十字架的道路。
The most dangerous attack from Satan is to make the children of God depart from the way of the cross.
魔鬼撒旦要把神的儿女们带到那宽门那条大路上去。
Satan leads the children of God to the big way and the wide gate.
真感谢神，主用神的话回答他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”
But praise the Lord. Once again, he answered with the words of God. He says, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God."
在这里的原则是什么呢？
So what is the principle here?
没有错，神的话是说，当主从就算从屋顶上殿顶上跳下来，派遣使者来保护他。
Yes, it's true that if our Lord throw himself down, God will send his angels to keep him.
但在这里，主所见证的道乃是。
But the word of testimony here, our Lord testified of, is
就是我的神没有叫我做这件事情，我就不做。
My God doesn't ask me to do this, so I will not do this.
我的神要我上十字架，这就是我所拣选。
And my God wants me to go to the cross. This is what I have chosen.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在约翰福音十二章，主就说了。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向我。
We see that in Gospel of John chapter 12, our Lord says, if the Son of Man is lifted up from the earth, he will draw all the people to him.
所以在这里，撒旦叫主耶稣试探主耶稣，叫他做什么事呢？乃是怎么样高举自己
？So here, Satan wants our Lord Jesus to lift himself up.
就像撒旦一样。
Just like Satan.
以赛亚书在那里我们看见撒旦说我要高升。
In Isaiah, book of Isaiah, we see that for five times he says, I want to be lifted up.
所以这里撒旦也同样试探主耶稣说，你就高举自己吧。
Here Satan says to Lord, so you can lift yourself up.
然后呢，人就来归你了。
So all the people will be drawn to you.
但主耶稣拒绝这条道路。
However, our Lord Jesus, he refused.
主耶稣他不高举自己
，did not lift himself up.
相反的，他乃是存心卑微，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
However, he humbled himself and he obeyed to the Father even to the point of death on the cross.
我最近在读经当中，主给我看见，主耶稣在地上只有两次被高举。
In the Bible, there are only two times that our Lord is lifted up.
第一次他是被人高举
，First time he was lifted up by people。
那个高举跟这里高举是不一样的
，And it's different from the lifting up here。
乃是当人子被举起来的时候
，It's when the Son of Man is lifted up。
也就是那些他要来拯救的罪人将他钉上的时候
，And it's when the people whom he wants to save crucify him on the cross。
就在那里受尽了羞辱
，Our Lord was ridiculed，
为你我受尽的痛苦
，and he suffered，
他被挂在哥哥他的十字架上
，and he was hanged on the cross in Golgotha，
叫我们这些蒙恩的人能够因着他这舍命流血的大爱，我们能够来归向他
，and so that we the sinners can come to him through his great love，
这是主耶稣所走的。十字架的道路
，and this is the way of the cross that our Lord has walked.
第二次他被高举
，the second time our Lord was lifted up.
他也不是自己高举自己
，and it was not by himself.
他乃是被神高举
，he was lifted up by God.
在腓立比书第二章告诉我们
，and in Philippians chapter 2 it tells us.
因着主他一直降卑，一直降卑，降卑到死在十字架上
the Lord humbled himself unto the death on the cross.
神将他高举。
So God did him up.
又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that's above all names.
弟兄姐妹，这才是荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is glory.
这是我们进荣耀的那条路。
This is the way that we can enter glory.
乃是跟随主耶稣的脚踪。
Is to follow our Lord's steps.
乃是经过十字架的工作。
Is to go through the works of the cross.
然后是神帮我们带到荣耀里头。
And then God bring us into the glory.
所以我们看见保罗他也做这样一个见证。
So we see that Paul also had a testimony.
他说我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I do not know anything except Christ, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
兄弟们，如果这也是你我的见证
，Brother and sister, if this is also our testimony,
如果我们的见证要真实的话
，if our testimony is true,
我们的见证也应当是耶稣基督并他钉下。
Our testimony should be Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
也就是说，我们必须要舍己背起十字架跟随主。这才成为我们真实的见证。
And we have to deny ourselves and take out our cross and follow our Lord. This
简单的来说，看见我们今天在地上要能够活出主的见证。
So, simply put, if we can live out, if we want to live out the testimony of our Lord,
要活出我们所认识的主耶稣。
If we want to live out, the Lord Jesus at whom we know,
我们乃是让主的生命从我们身上能够流露出来。
We need to let out the life of our Lord be manifested through us.
乃是借着圣灵借着十字架在我们身上工作。
And through the words of the cross by the Holy Spirit.
叫我们这个瓦器。
So that our vessel.
叫我们这个肉体。
That our flesh.
叫我们这个己被破碎。
That our self can be broken.
里面的宝贝就是主自己的生命就能够彰显出。
So the treasure which is the life of our Lord Jesus, He can be manifested.
这是活出主的见证。
This is how we live out the testimony of our Lord.
有了不仅我们生命能够将主让主的生命能够从我们身上能够流露出来。
Not only that, we need to manifest the life of the Lord.
我们还需要用我们的口来说出我们所经历的主。
We also need to speak of the Lord that who we know.
也就是罗马书所说的，我们必须要口里认他是主。
Just like the Romans says, we need to confess our Lord.
就好像我们很多弟兄姐妹家里面都挂一个牌子，说基督是我家之主。
Just like in many brothers sisters' house, they have this plate says Jesus is the Lord of our household.
弟兄姐妹，这个心愿很好。
This is a good.Desire.
这是我们所盼望能够活出的见证。
This is also the testimony that we want to live out.
但是基督是我家之主，在我们家，在我们聚会里头，他是不是真实的呢
？But the Lord Jesus is the Lord of my household. Is this true? Is this true for our household and in our meetings?
这个见证在不信的人和仇敌面前，他是不是有能力的呢
？Is this testimony?And powerful against those who do not believe.
我们看见当这个见证是真实的时候
，We see that when the testimony is true,
圣灵也要为这个事实、这个见证呢，他也要来做见证。
And Holy Spirit will also bear witness for this testimony.
也就是说，圣灵就会在不信的人的心里面来做这个见证。
Which means the Holy Spirit will testify in the hearts of those who are unbelievers.
叫人。能够信服
，so that people will believe.
因为当人看见了，在这个人，在这个家里头，基督是他们的主。
Because they see that in this household, Jesus is really the Lord.
在文革期间有一位弟兄，他们在上海聚会。
In the Cultural Evolution, there was a brother who went to meetings in Shanghai.
我不知道周星弟兄或是。
Not sure if Brother Joe was his brother.
在那时候，我们知道有很大的势力要来反对基督徒。
We know that at that time, there was a lot of persecution towards the Christians.
所以他们就逮捕了许多基督徒，把他们关在那聚会的地方。
And they arrested many Christians and they put them and they confine them in the gathering places.
当然，他们有一个目标，就是说要打击那带领的。
Their goal was to attack the leading brothers.
所以要这个在一两千的弟兄姐妹呢，要他们做一件事。
So among those 2,000 brothers and sisters, they asked them to do one thing.
只要你们说尼托登弟兄是有错的，你们就可以回家。
You can go home if you say that Brother Ni is wrong.
You can leave.
You home.
有许多弟兄姐妹，他们就做了这件事情。
So many brothers and sisters, they did so.
但有些弟兄姐妹，他们仍然不肯，不愿意顺从这件事。
However, many brothers and sisters, they did not obey this.
神的抵挡的势力就叫他们的家人、他们的儿女、他们的妻子来劝他们。
So the enemies, they use their wives, their children, their families to convince them.
就说你就说你弟兄有错，就可以回家了。那我们不就可以过平安的日子吗
？You just need to say Brother Ni is wrong, then you can go home.
他在那里，在他们当中有一位弟兄。
And among them there was one brother.
他们就在那里严刑逼问他。
And they persecuted this brother.
他们逼迫他，要他能够说出你弟兄的错。
And they forced this brother to say that Brother Ni was wrong.
这弟兄他整个身体都已经没有承受那样的逼迫。
This brother he could not stand all those abusions.
就连他的孩子也来苦苦他。
And even his sons also came to ask him.
说父亲你就说吧，你就说，说了以后就可以跟我们回家了。
And his son said, Dad, just say it, and you just say it, and we can go home.
但我们这位弟兄他回答他儿子们的请求。
However, this brother he did not.
他这么回答他们孩子的请求。
Oh, okay. Our brother he answered his sons.
他说：“你弟兄有错，我们都知道。”
We all know that Brother Ni is wrong. He has some
wrongdoings. 但是我的主没有要我说。
However, my Lord doesn't want me to say this.
就为了这件事情。
So for this,
我们弟兄就被关起来。
Our brother was put in prison,
受了很多的苦
and suffered many pains.
没有多久，他身体因为承受不了了。
After because he was too weak,
被从监狱里头放出来。
So he was released from the prison.
但是没有医院要收他。
There was no hospital that would take him.
没有多久，弟兄就被主接走。
Not long after, our brother was received by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所见证的道。
Brothers and sisters, this is the word of our testimony.
主的话告诉我们说，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
Our Lord says they do not love their lives to the death.
他们宁可把自己的利益摆在一边。
They put aside all their own benefits.
他们愿意见证我们的神，我们的主，他是配得我们敬拜，配得我们侍奉。
And they want to testify that our Lord is worthy of the worship and service.
弟兄姐妹，我们要为主做见证，做得胜的见证，是需要付上代价的。
Brothers and sisters, there's a price for us to pay if we want to testify of our Lord.
问题是我们的主他配不配
？But is our Lord worthy?
如果我们的主他配得敬拜，配得我们侍奉
，If our Lord is worthy for our worship and service.
因着主的爱在激励我们
，because the love of our Lord compels us。
愿我们都答应主的呼召
，let us all answer to the calling of our Lord。
愿我们都能够按照他的心意，能够成为一般得胜的人
，so that we can become overcomers according to His desire。
弟兄胜过他
，we overcome the Satan。
是因羔羊的血。
By the blood of the Lamb,
和自己所见证的道
and the word of our testimony,
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命
and do not love our lives to the death.
你们愿主的爱一直的激励着我们
Brothers and sisters, may the love our Lord continue to compel us.
在地上还有机会的日子里
So when we still have time,
我们能够过一个正常基督徒的生活。
We can live a normal Christian life.
过一个得胜的生活。
We can live a victorious life.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
God bless His own words.
那我们再一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.